Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
PM team, Pirates end up winning 8-2. Managed to get themselves a series split against the Mets. And feel good about themselves after the first game of this series and after the last game of this series. And let's not discuss... Oh, actually, let's discuss the filling in this sandwich. 412-928-9370. If you want to jump on board, it's the PM team, Pony on parental leave this week. Me and Donnie Football have you covered till 6 o'clock tonight. And then Donnie channeling the late, great Ernie Banks. It will be a double dip for Donnie. You have anything planned? I'm going to give you this opportunity 3 hours out to do a brief 30-second tease for your show. Who's producing it, first off?
Gorgeous Charlie Borges.
Well, you're off to a good start then.
Yeah, a great start. I mean, obviously, we're going to recap what the Pirates did today and this past week. Their homestand, a little bit disappointing, and I think I'm putting that lightly. Also, a legendary figure in a realm that Charlie and I love announced his retirement Saturday night. We're diving into that.
Oh,
you know
boy.
Who I'm talking about.
I think
about.
I
the
do,
man
but
in
I
the
won't
George
say
himself.
It. Yeah, I can't really picture him in my mind's eye here. I can't see him, if you will, but I know who you're talking about, Donnie. It is 3:05, time brought to you by UPMC Health System. Your heart care matters. Trust the experts at UPMC and get your heart screened. So I have a couple of thoughts coming right out of the chute here on this game. And you can get involved too, 412-928-9370. That's the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. They're a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. It honestly felt like a microcosm of the Pirates season, this four-game series. They're not quite a 500 team. They're on pace to be something like a 75 or 76 win team. They go 2-2. They go 3-4 for the 7-game homestand. So that really, the homestand itself, a microcosm of their season. Slightly worse than average. Slightly worse than 500. This series, though, has me feeling like specifically a very certain kind of way about them. You have a very feel-good game where they just obliterate the Mets. They get behind early in the first game of this series, then hit 7 home runs, hit so many balls out of the ballpark, they run out of fireworks. They can't even do a fireworks display to celebrate the game being over because they used them all up for fireworks. You've got Rowdy Tellez in that game having like the feel-good kind of vibe shift of the entire season, hits a grand slam. They hit two grand slams in that game. Two different guys with two home runs. Reynolds the other, of course. And that place was rocking. I saw people who were at that game Friday night say, this is one of those ones where I will tell people that I was at that game. And it's a random game, admittedly, in a big homestand for their hopes of contending for a team that's under 500 at that juncture. It's just a random game in July, but it was so memorable because they so rarely put a hurting on teams like that. One of the worst offensive teams in baseball broke out and scored two touchdowns on the Mets. In this game, you feel like you go from, wow, great start, great bounce back by Mitch Keller, to maybe there is a chance that this one starts to churn your stomach a little bit. He gives up a tying two-run homer. You have no idea what's going to happen. They haven't done anything yet in the bottom of the sixth inning. They have a couple guys on. And then you get a big hit from Rowdy Tellez, and then the dam breaks. And all of that feels good. Feel good stuff. Again, hey, you won the first game in a route. You won the last game kind of in a route. You were able to get eight innings out of Mitch Keller in this game. Say, and you could just throw in the Brent Honeywells of the world to pitch. Feels good. And yet, when it comes to this team right now, I can't help but think that the devil's in the details, or in this case, what happened in the middle of all that. It's still a series where you saw the Pirates fritter away opportunities, both by their own hand and by the hand of an umpire who missed a couple of very crucial calls in the second game of this series in what could have been a game-turning at-bat for Jack Suwinski. And then the game after that, after it looks like it's going to be a hard luck loss, and this is probably the third game of this series is probably the one that I can't let go of. I'm having a very hard time with. They turn what looks like it's going to be a hard luck loss into what looks like it's going to be a feel-good win. You see Chapman getting in trouble in the ninth inning. You see him look like he's going to get out of trouble. Gets a couple of outs. Gets two strikes on Lindor. And can't put him away and gives up the game-winning hit. And I do think this would look a lot different if they had even gone 4-3 than 3-4. And yet, this is the story of the Pirates in 2024. Some games, some performances, some individual efforts that will make you feel pretty good. Keller, Skeens, the entire offense in these bookend games. But I think ultimately sort of a bittersweet taste, a bitter taste maybe, when you take it all in, when you take a bite out of the series as a whole. Because it felt like they could have done more with an offense that would have done anything in those two middle games, but did virtually nothing in both and paid the price for it. Pirates had what I think most people felt was a very crucial seven-game homestand. Because you know who's lurking around the corner here. It's the Milwaukee Brewers. And the Brewers have come back to the pack a little tiny bit. But it's more that the St. Louis Cardinals have caught up to them. The Pirates are now 43-47. In the wild card chase, they have gained a game on the Mets. They are currently four games out as we sit here right now, pending the outcome of what San Diego does. And there's a couple teams ahead of them still. What's your big feeling on this team now? Moving forward, injuries to pitchers, Jared Jones on the IL, Bailey Falter on the IL. You'll hear Ben Cherington talk about that. Do you have any confidence after watching the Pirates in this seven-game homestand that they're going to be a player, that they're going to stick around? And what, if anything, did this seven-game homestand mean for what they should do at the trade deadline? Because I have a lot of thoughts on that, too. Ben Cherington did not say a whole lot. He was talking about a lot of injuries. I'll just paraphrase it. He said, this is a busy time. The draft is coming up. It's a huge deal. Teams are still picking up the phone, but everyone kind of pauses it for a little bit when it's draft time. They pause the trade talks. Is this team worth adding to? Are they not worth enough that you would rather see them subtract from this group? 412-928-9370. Pirates split with the Mets. Get ready to face the Brewers in what really could be a series that either makes them or breaks them as a contender. could get them back into the conversation or could bury them with a disastrous result.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
8-2, Pirates end up pummeling the Mets. I'll tell you what, Carlos Mendoza, we've gotten on Derek Shelton's case for his bullpen usage and just the way he's handled his pitching staff. Carlos Mendoza is a rookie manager for the Mets, so they came into this game. He was as good as he was bad, 44-44 on the season. I do not think he bathed himself in glory in this one, not even a little bit. So you had Christian Scott pitching for the Mets in this game. He was into the sixth inning, 5 2/3 down. He had only still allowed one hit, the O'Neill Cruz home run. They take him out of that game. They bring in a man, Eric Orze. I don't even remember because we were in here by that point, so I wasn't hearing it, Donnie. They bring in a guy who's making his major league debut to try to get out of the situation that they were in the sixth inning. And to say that it went poorly would be an insult to poorly handled situations everywhere. I don't really understand it. You tie the game. You've got Reynolds on base. You've got Cruz on base. You've got first and third. And you've got this Orze pitching. He's the guy who ends up, walking Reynolds. Cruz singles. He gives up the infield hit. His ERA, Donnie. Major league debut, infinity. Hey, honey, how'd your debut performance go? Maybe not great, maybe not, terrible, but certainly your ERA is lower than infinity, isn't it? Well, now that you ask, no. I don't really understand the logic there of putting a guy in that spot when your starter has been pretty good and I think only had thrown about 75 or 77 pitches. He was under 80 pitches. I was trying to look up Christian Scott's his pitch counts, too, to see if he had gone deep into ball games, Donnie. I got him right here. This is a guy who's a rookie. He has... Now, see, he's thrown in the 90s. He's thrown 84 as his lowest number of pitches, Donnie. So this guy has thrown more pitches than he threw in this game more or less every time.
His last time out, he threw 99 pitches.
Yeah, so I don't really get that. I think that they kind of hand... Now, granted, he had a long stretch between games that he had pitched for them, but still, if he went out and threw 99, that seems a strange reason to yank somebody out of the baseball game like they did. And it obviously worked to the Pirates' benefit in the end. We will have Mitch Keller, who, by the way, threw a lot more than 77 pitches here, joining us in a couple of minutes right now. Or not right now, but you know what I mean, in a few minutes. Really quick here. I want to get to Andy and Monroeville on this team. How do you feel about them right now, the Pirates, after they take 2 out of 4 from the Mets? The bread on the sandwich, very tasty. The insides of the sandwich leave you probably feeling not so good. What's up, Andy?
Hi, guys. Great show as always. Turn out the lights. The party's over for these Major League imposters. July means the Steelers go to training camp. It's time to jump on the Steelers. A month ago, Bob Nutting comes out of his basement and proclaims, we have to improve this offense. This is coming from a guy that has the second lowest payroll in baseball and can afford to spend some money. He's done nothing. So I'm thinking that they should just be sellers at the trade deadline. You know, Chapman, Michael A. Taylor, Grinald.
Who's going to want any of those? Like, what value does Taylor or Grandal have to anyone right now?
Anything. Get a single A prospect for some of the, for some of these guys. Anything. This is a joke.
Well, two things can be true, Andy. Thank you. Two things can be true. Bob Nutting could be correct to have said what he said about their offense needing to get a lot better, and you could also say that he should have allocated more resources to give them a chance to make it better. I can put at least a healthy chunk of it, though, on Ben Cherington. You could say, hey, you went after a pitcher, you went after a reliever, you went after this, that, or the other thing, and it hasn't really borne out the way you thought it was going to. It hasn't gone the way you thought it would. So I could look at that and say they could have allocated the dollars differently and it might have worked out better in terms of how they decided to augment this team in the offseason. Out to the fan hotline we go right now, and the hotline's presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We get today's winning pitcher on the line right now. That would be Mitch Keller, went 8 strong innings, season high in strikes thrown. Mitch, congratulations on the win, and just tell us what was working for you out there today.
Yeah, thank you. Everything was kind of working. Sinker was good, cutter was great, sweeper and the slider, the slider and the sweeper were really good today too, so we kind of leaned on that. Joey called a great game, and we were on the same page the whole time, and defense played hell of a plays out there. Gonzo up the middle. Rowdy, Jack was playing great at center field, and then Key there in the ninth, and Reynolds play to finish the game is just a testament to how good we played today and what we can do.
Mitch, you struck out the side in the first inning in that game. I thought the game was going to set like a new speed record with the way both teams were being set down in order, but is it tempting to go for more of those punch outs when you get 3 right off the bat to start the game and to start hunting the strikeout as opposed to following the game plan? How do you kind of balance that when you see the first 3 guys go up there and get set down?
I'm never going out there thinking about, you know, how many punch outs or how we're going to strike them out. I mean, if everybody went up there and swung first pitch and got out, I'd be really happy about that. It's never in the back of my mind. Obviously out there when I'm pitching and I get to 2 strikes and we've got advantage count me, then yeah, obviously I'm trying to punch them out. But other than that, I'm just trying to get 3 pitches or less to every batter.
Mitch Keller joining us after the Pirates beat the Mets 8-2. They take a series split in this one, 2 routes on either side of the series, beginning and end of it. And Mitch goes 8 strong innings, 107 pitches, 79 strikes, just those 2 runs and 7 punch-outs. You are, I think, by the admission of pretty much everybody around the team still, the leader of this pitching staff. You knew going into this game that this was a big one, that you guys are still very much in a crowded wild card picture. How do you approach it any differently? What's it mean to you to know that you know you're the guy pitching a game that even in July has a lot of importance attached to it?
It's always fun. When the games mean something, that means we're doing something well and we're right in the hunt. I'm not going out there thinking about that. Obviously we all know in this clubhouse that every game matters, especially for what we're trying to do, and we need to win every single game that we possibly can, and that's exactly what we're trying to do day in, day out. And we got a really big series coming up against the Brewers here, and we're just looking forward to that.
Mitch, I know you got only a couple more minutes here, and I appreciate you taking the time. Just a couple quick ones for you. What's it mean to you? It's a hot day out there. You guys do have a lead at this point, but to know that your manager's got the faith and wants to send you back out there for that eighth inning, even with the pitch count getting up there.
Yeah, I think, if we had a quick eighth, I was going to try and go out for the ninth. Any day that you can not use the bullpen or tax anybody, especially with, what do we got, 7 games coming up here? So anytime you can do that and limit the usage there is huge. So, I mean, I pitch once every 5 days, so just let me throw as many as I can. But, yeah, definitely when we broke it open there in the 6th, I think it was, or the 7th,
yep,
I'm not
6th.
Really exactly sure. But, yeah, that just definitely gives you a little extra boost, and a little extra boost to go out there and just execute and keep doing the game plan.
Mitch, you're an all-star last year. Certainly, I think, have the credentials to be one again this year and still might be, depending on how it shakes out. But we know Paul is in there, first guy to go, number one overall 1 year, and then be an all-star the next. Can you just tell us briefly what you've seen as one of his starting rotation mates during his time in the big league so far?
Yeah, I mean, there's no one really ever to – you can't even compare him to anybody, honestly. It's he's just a special player, special person. He's built for this, and I think everybody can see that. I've got nothing but good things to say about the guy. He's been asking questions, trying to learn just the ins and outs of the game, life within the clubhouse, whatever it may be. He's just open for knowledge and trying to learn and trying to be the best professional that he can be. And the testament to him, how big of a pro he is. And you'd never know that he was in college last year just by the way that he handles himself.
Is he as serious behind the scenes as we see when the cameras are on, even if he's not pitching? Or is there a little bit of lightheartedness to Paul Skeens on days when he's not on the mound?
He's pretty serious. Not all the time, but I mean, he's very intentional with his work, and he's definitely we've gotten to crack open a little bit here, so it's been fun.
Hey, last one for you, and I'm asking this because this guy had the game-winning hit. He had a huge first game in the series, but you and I think almost every pro athlete that's gone through hard times knows what it's like to be on the wrong end of it from the fans and media. Can you talk about what it's been like watching Rowdy Tellez really for the last month plus, about 5-6 weeks, get his season on track and seemingly have this pretty wild vibe shift around him with the way the fans are chanting his name now and just everything you've seen from him when times were lean versus now when he's ripping the cover off the ball?
Yeah, definitely facing him throughout the years when he's been on the other team, we always knew that it's in there. And yeah, like you said, I mean, it's definitely tough when it's not going well. Especially when you play at home and the fans aren't behind you, and it just seems like you're lost up there, some points, but, within here day to day, you would never know that he was going through anything or, he was struggling at all. And I think that's, exactly why he's kind of turned it around, the way he has, and it's been fun, and it's been a lot of fun just to hear the crowd and the fans of Pittsburgh just rally behind him and just kind of get behind him. I don't know what day it was. I think it was when he hit his first home run in a while. Fans started chanting Rowdy right before it. And I think that I'm not trying to speak for Rowdy or anything, but I do think that really helped a lot. Just eased him in there and now look at him go.
8 strong innings and an 8-2 win. Now 10-5 on the year. That ERA under 3.5, and well on his way to surpassing last year's 13 win total when he was an All Star. Mitch Keller, Mitch, we appreciate it, man. Good luck to you guys in Milwaukee. Thanks, dude.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it.
He is definitely, I think, the leader of that staff. Still, it's kind of a weird dynamic, Donnie, because you just heard him say that about Skeens, how intentional he is with the work, and we know how dominant Paul Skeens can be, but that guy right there carries himself, acts, and on a game like this one, almost as the guy I still feel the best about once that lead gets up to 8-2 or 7-2, shutting the door with a quick inning. Good stuff from Mitch Keller there.
You got to admire a little bit how far he's come too, because think whenever he first came up, he was getting rocked around every single time. And I think we really questioned, as we're accustomed to as Pirates fans, okay, did they miss on another one of these stud pitchers? Like we, one of those guys we heard about year after year. Once he comes up here, he'll turn into the ace. It took him a while to get there, but I think it's a nice combination of him finding his game, but also he knows he doesn't have to have as much pressure on his shoulders anymore than what he's had in the past. He knows we have some studs right there behind him.
There's a reason I asked him about Telez, because he went through that same thing. We were tearing him a new one. I mean, we did. We criticized him when he pitched poorly, and he's come out of it the other side, seeming really a much stronger, I think, player and pitcher as a result of having had some adversity early in his career. So the question with the Pirates after they win 8-2, they get ready for a road trip to Milwaukee and then the White Sox. The question for the Pirates is simple. With the trade deadline about 3 weeks away, what to do if you're Ben Cherington? You may or may not have heard multiple people on this radio station hosting shows saying that the Pirates should be pushing and buying because you never know when your pitchers are going to start not being so healthy, and now we have object lessons in that regard. Jared Jones on the IL, Bailey Falter on the IL. You'll hear Ben Cherington talk about those guys in a couple of minutes. This team, right as presently constructed with their record, I believe the playoff percentage number, chance that they would make the playoffs. What do you think it is, Donnie? Just guessed off the top of your head. They do that playoff percentage chance thing, like FanGraphs will do it. Everybody kind of has their own metric now.
I saw a tweet. I think Alan Saunders put it out there. Is it like 6%?
Yeah, under 10%. I was, granted, now this is one of those deals, though, I will tell you, where if they had won two more games in this series, literally, that would have goosed their odds significantly. Like, the closer you are to just being in a playoff spot right now, whether a team, like, whether the math suggests, or like the out, or the advanced numbers, excuse me, suggest that you're going to stay there, you have much better odds. You know, if they were in a playoff spot right now, if they were four games better but had some of the same major flaws in their collective game, they would be like at 20-some-odd percent, maybe. But seeing it visualized that way, they're a 6% likelihood to make the playoffs. Doesn't it kind of make you think that standing pat at this point might be the best bet? Who do they have that's an asset that people want? Maybe Martin Perez. Not Grandal. I wouldn't think Michael A. Taylor, unless somebody wanted to give you some very minor, like single A, not even like a single A lottery ticket. I'm talking almost about, like, you know, player to be named later, and it's not a very good player. It's just a random guy. Maybe Michael A. Taylor is a defensive replacement, but he hasn't even always been that good defensively this year. When you're a team that has people screaming for you to add because they think if you add hitting specifically, you will be a real contender, and you are just kind of mired in this weird little quagmire where you're going to be, it feels like they're going to be sitting around four games out of a playoff spot for the next 2 months, and you don't have really that many assets that other teams in contention would want, it feels like you're in the following boat. You're not good enough to buy, and now with pitching uncertainty as far as health, that gets thrown into even more stark relief. You're not good enough to buy. You're not bad enough, and you don't have enough attractive assets to sell. I'm wondering, and I think this is probably where the Pirates were all along on this. It feels like maybe what they wanted to do all along was be a team that just more or less stood pat, maybe made one move on either side of it, maybe both, and that was it. It feels like they're going to stand pat. What should they do, though? 412-928-9370. JR, before we take a break here. Hey, JR.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
So here's my opinion, and maybe I need a little bit more information, but I was thinking with Jones and Skeens, they're not going to pitch the whole year anyway. Aren't they going to get shut down? So why would we buy if they're not going to continue through the playoffs if we would make it?
So you just say, forget about it.
Stand pat for this year. If they're
Well, Jones now, you're going to hear about this in a minute. That's why I'm kind of like saving one part of this. So you said you wanted more information. Skeens, I think they are trying. They're hoping against hope because I think they want him to throw about 150 innings. I feel like they are going to try to sneakily manage those too because I think he's thrown 80 right now it is, or 86 now in bigs and minors this year. I think they're going to try to get him all the way through, JR. Jones is a murkier situation, and now, depending on how long he's actually out with this lat issue, it completely changes the calculus of how many innings that he could throw, how they might be viewing him and everything else. So if you say stand pat based on all that, again, I think that's probably where they feel most comfortable. 412-928-9370. Pirates take 2-4. They got pitching health issues now suddenly, but they at least got a pair of wins against the Mets when it could have gone full catastrophic.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.